This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and happy Mother's Day. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto, and I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Okay, I just said it. It's Mother's Day. And so what kind of Mother's Day would it be on The Parenting Show without some amazing mamas to join me and to celebrate? So who do I have? I've got my girls, Kat and Nat. How are you, ladies?
We are great. I want you to also know
it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We have a birthday on the same day.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, you and I. May 14th. You know what? I identify with the birthday on May 14th with Natalie. I want to change my birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Both I'm of joking. You guys?
No, it's just hers.
It's mine.
But I might make it mine too.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I think you should change it. If we can change our names, why can't we change our birthdays to when we
want it
to?
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah, no, I have shared my birthday with Mother's Day many of times. Like, it doesn't happen
not
every
year. Not next year.
Not next year.
In 7 years, another 7 years.
Oh, is that how long it takes?
7 days in a week.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of wrote. And it depends if it's a leap year.
Boy, I don't know, but I have shared it, which is kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like having your birthday on Christmas. It's like, that's one less day that gets celebrated for me. And that's okay, because I don't expect much from Mother's Day. My birthday, on the other hand, I like to make sure we celebrate. Now, this year was not that possible because Kat and I were traveling.
But you know,
but the best possible way, like we're flying home from LA, but I have so many points that we did the beds.
Yeah.
So we get to lie and watch movies, and they bring you champagne. They bring you copious amounts of whatever you want.
Yeah.
Snacks, amazing.
Food, movies.
And we don't have to take care of kids or drive them around anywhere. We didn't have to do any of that.
She gets to lie in her favorite position, which is horizontally.
That was good. But that was good. That was
good. You know what? That sounds like an amazing Mother's Day. Not having to take care of children.
That's a good point. I guess in a way I did nail it. But I would also like to, like, extend it and make sure that it can be celebrated longer. I really like to celebrate for like a month, but the crazy thing is that tomorrow we have such a huge show in Toronto it's like a Mother's Day special. It is obviously the day after Mother's Day, and we can't say you can come because it's sold out, but it's going to be an extravaganza, and I'm also going to consider that my birthday.
I don't know if you're like me, but I celebrate for an entire week and sometimes an entire month.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, why not?
She does. Yeah. But this year you've been a lot more tamer.
I know. I need to focus on celebrating more.
We've not been in the same place for very long.
Yeah.
So it feels like we're always moving. So it has been hard to pop the champagne. We've popped lots of champagne, actually.
One year we were on tour. And during the show, first of all, Kat, we had dancers that come on our show, like male dancers. She got me a lap dance from my favorite dancer, and she had custom made in whatever city we were, a huge, amazing eggplant cake delivered to me on stage. Mm-hmm. Purple. It looked like the perfect eggplant.
And I got all of her kids to do a video.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Oh, that is amazing. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of jealous. It sounds like so good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got the video from the kids, but they weren't there that you had to deal with them. Listen, this is real life motherhood and parenting, okay? We're not going to sugarcoat here.
No.
Only with eggplant cake.
Sugarcoat the eggplant. You got it. That was clever today, Natalie.
I want a piece of that cake, let me tell you.
I want
to pop some bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what we say? You know, so often people leave a bottle of champagne like in the basement, which it should be at the right temperature, or in a wine fridge, or in the door of the fridge, just waiting for something to happen. What?
Yep, for something to happen.
Just we're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? Today's the day. Pop that champagne.
Don't wait.
Celebrate yourself.
Don't wait. Yes. Just go.
You know, it's
I don't care
so
if it's
9
o'clock at night. You pop that.
Yeah. When you're doing nothing. You can be in bed and just like watching a show and you're like, you know what? I deserve some champagne because I am effing amazing.
Yeah.
Pop
and
it.
It's really true. And I think so often as moms, we forget we are so, we're experts at celebrating everybody else that it's really hard to stop. And really, no one's going to celebrate you because we don't let people. So really, like, accept the celebration and make sure you enjoy every minute of it and don't feel badly when you take it.
And if you think about, like, us as mothers, you know, we've got a lot of kids between the three of us, like, how, like, what we have done. Like, I just saw this old campaign that came out years ago, and it was just basically like they put out a fake ad for a job description. And when they interviewed the people, they gave them, I don't know if you remember this, they gave them all of the things that they would need to do. Like they'd be on 24/7. They had to give up their own life. They had to basically only eat after the associate has eaten, only sleep after the associate's asleep. Like all these things. And everyone's like, that sounds terrible. Like, that's called motherhood.
Right? I remember that ad, but I can't remember the product or brand behind it.
Me neither.
I just remember, like, I'm like, that is a demanding job. Oh, hey, it's being a mom. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Like, it's crazy if you do what the job description is of the things that we need to do with absolutely no experience. Like, you can't go to school for it. You can't, like, it's not like you can go and learn how to be like a surgeon and then you know exactly what you're supposed to do. But motherhood, it's like all these different things and you have to learn as you go.
And can we just say, it also doesn't come with vacation days, sick days, and it is pay.
That's what they said. It's basically free pay. It's volunteer. Yeah, pro bono.
Like, there'll be no, you won't be paid.
It's pro bono. Yeah, no.
No. What? And we, no. Wait, did we actually sign up for this, like, willingly?
We were young and we were dumb.
No, I actually love being, you know, I really do love being a mom. Like, I love being a mom. I just think that it's so like no one underscores, is that the word? Underscores, like, or highlights what actually the job entails. Mm-hmm. Like, cause the love is so easy. Yeah. And I think you like sound like a terrible person. The world makes you sound like a terrible person if you find parts of it hard. But like, for me, meals are terrible and really hard to do. And that's a job I got that I didn't ask for, you know, like, give me the hard stuff of like parenting and the social emotional. I can do that. But like any of the minutiae that goes in signing forms, organizing them, signing up for things.
Oh, yes.
That's not what I signed up for.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? There are days when I think all of us moms are like, oh my God, I love it. I love my kids. I love my life. This is fantastic. This is great. And then there's other days where we're just like, what? I'm fine. And we're like, what's going on? How did I get here? Who are these little people hanging off of me? Why am I responsible for them? Like, I don't want this. Like,
yeah,
you know, but that's real life. It comes with like the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all the love in the world. And then some days where you're just like, I just want to lay in bed, pull the covers over my head and just not do anything or think or talk to anyone today, you know, and that's life.
It is life. And, you know, the thing is that kids, they really like, they talk a lot. And they ask a lot of questions. And if you don't answer the first time, they just keep saying it over and over
again. And even if you're not in a conversation with them, they jump into the conversation. Oh, so like I recently said to Nat, I'm like, I have a pet peeve and it's when people, and I do it too. So it's like, not like I can't even blame myself, but it's like when you're talking and the story's done and then they come back and they're like,
wait, oh,
what did you just say? Who are you talking about? I'm like, you don't know them. You don't care. You it don't doesn't matter. But what are you talking about? I'm just like, I am going to lose my mind.
Who's that on the video? Who's that on TikTok? I don't know them. They're just people I'm following. I have no idea who they
Why are.
Why
are
they
doing
like
that?
Everybody else on your freaking social media. We don't know them. I don't know where she lives.
Yeah. What's her husband? Like, I don't know.
I don't know her. I don't know her at all. This is a cute video.
It gets, and then the next one walks in. What are you talking about? You're like, oh my God.
It starts all over. It's a vicious cycle.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Done.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
Yeah. You're like,
I'm literally not in a bad mood.
That's when you're like, get the champagne.
Yes. Yes.
We are celebrating Mother's Day on the Parenting Show tonight. Don't go anywhere because we will be back with more with Kat and Nat. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And happy Mother's Day to all the amazing mamas out there listening. And I hope that you're having a good one. We've got Kat and Nat on the show too. Fantastic moms who love to keep it real. And I'm like, you know what? There's no one else I'd rather celebrate with than you two. So thank you for joining me tonight, guys.
You're so kind.
You are always such a ball of joy.
Yeah.
Every time
and positivity.
Positivity, happiness, energy. Like, it's like we can feel it through. We can feel it through the Zoom.
You know what it is? I'm not going to lie. It's because I'm like excited about, you know, I love doing the show. And then after the show, the kids are in bed sleeping and then I can, you know, grab a joint and have some fun. And like, so I'm like getting all excited, you know?
Oh, that's so fun.
This is your send off. You're like, and the show's over and let's go get high.
And let's blaze it up, right?
Sometimes, you know, now that we're moms and, you know, lives are busy, it's not the big extravagant things that we need to
look forward to.
It's the small little moments like smoking your joint and having a little fun, like sitting down, having a glass of wine, watching your favorite show. Like, you have to take those things and be like, these are some of the things that really make me happy. Don't forget about the big things and plan for those as well. But in those small moments, you really have to say, like, these are things that I enjoy and make me happy.
You know what? And you just said it too. Like, you nailed it. It's all of that is living in the moment and being present, which I am working on constantly because I'm not the best at it. I'm always like thinking, oh, in the past or the future. And I'm like, P, right now, right now.
Are you,
breathe.
Pardon? I don't take that for you. I thought you were very in the moment.
You know what? It takes a lot of work for me to be in the moment and be present. I'm not going to lie. It's not something that comes easy for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least, you know, it's really good that you know that and that you know how to work on it and that you want to.
Yeah.
That's a good
you
point.
Know, and I think that's a big thing for us. Like, a lot of us moms suffer that mom guilt. And you said it earlier, Nat, where it's just like, you know, we're putting everyone else ahead of us and we're always on the back burner. We're not doing things for ourselves. And living in the moment is something that we really need to prioritize.
Yeah.
And it's, doesn't come easy. It's not an easy thing to do, right?
Yeah.
But so you know what else, like, Pina? This is a conversation that we had on our podcast yesterday, is that, you know, for you to say like small things in a woman's life, you know, as she's getting older, small things that you want to change about yourself or work on, you should like absolutely not excuse that. And let's never think that we just have to stay the exact same that we always have been.
Yes.
Like you saying that you want to work on being in the moment, or any woman that wants to change something, like don't apologize for it. Change is great. And hopefully let the people around, you know, be inspired by my change. You know, don't be upset that I'm changing.
It's so true. Like, and we're ever evolving, growing and healing. It's like, it's a constant project that there's no deadline to it. It's not like, oh, by this day, I'm going to be totally healed and I'm going to be like the best version of myself. No, we are ever evolving, you know? And I think that's also important for us moms to show our kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, just think, if you're not changing, what are you doing?
Right. Kind of boring. This is still your life. It's not over. You know, I think that there was a few years there when I had like, you know, four babies under the age of six.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did forget about, I did put myself on the back burner and I did think like, I didn't think about what I needed and what I wanted in life.
Yeah.
I just thought about keeping these babies alive and trying to get a little bit of sleep. But then you get to a place where you can breathe a little and then you're like, I can continue to grow. I have so much more life to live. And I'm still a young, healthy woman with so many more years.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? I always bring up that analogy too, where it's like when you're on the plane, and you guys are on the plane a lot, so you know this very well, where they're like, oh, in case of an emergency, the oxygen masks will drop from the, you know, whatever the apartment above your head is, and put it on yourself first before you put it on your kids, the little ones, right? And it's so true, because if we are not in a good place mentally, emotionally, physically, how can we be a good parent, a good mother to our children, right? So we really need to prioritize ourselves. We need to take that time for ourselves. So we can be like a good mom to our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is like, you know what we say is because we go on tour and we do so many live shows and we put out a podcast and we have found space to have fun, and we know that just what you're saying, if we're being the best version of us, it's taking care of ourselves, it's treating ourselves nicely, saying nice things to ourselves, but also finding time for fun, because fun is like everyone at least used to have it, and there's somewhere inside that wants to do it again, and it feels really good to have fun.
Yeah, right? Like just because I'm saying it, just because you had children and you are a mom does not mean that you are a boring person who does not deserve fun and excitement in your life. One of the hashtags I always use is more than just a mom. Because I feel like a lot of people, when you become a mom, you get lost in it, especially in those early years, right? Where it's just
Yeah,
like, I'm a
which I think
mom,
is
I'm a
okay
mom.
too, by the way. Like, I think it's part of the process, right? Is you have to kind of lose
Oh,
yourself and then find
yes.
yourself. Like, it's part of, going down the rabbit hole of being a mom and then realizing, oh my gosh. And, some people don't come out of it until their kids leave. And then
Yeah.
they're like, oh, I've got to find me again. And everyone's got to find themselves again eventually. Like, there's no option because your kids grow up and you get your life back.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But I feel like there is a lot of mom guilt that surrounds it because when I was just like, no, I'm a mom. You know what I mean? And that's all I am. And it's my kids. And I have to just make sure they're fine. Who cares about me? And it took me a long time to get back to that point where it was like, no, but what about me? I'm important
Same.
too, right?
Yeah, even
Totally.
like getting dressed, like even things that like don't like you have to do what's important to you. Do you get backlash? Talking about like smoking joints because you're a mom, like, and what
You
will
know
your kids
what?
think?
I don't. I at first, when I first came out about it, and I actually spoke about it on the parenting show before it became legal, and I was like, oh, this is gonna go one or two ways. People are either gonna love me or they are going to like hate me, and I'm gonna get condemned for it. And I won't lie, I did lose some followers for it, but I gained a whole lot of new followers, ones that were on the same page as me and were like, okay, and thank you for talking about this. So that's why, like you guys, you know what I mean? You have your points of view on things and you always keep it real. I try to do the same thing with my social media platform. And I'm like, no, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. If it's not for you, that's cool. That is so cool. There's someone else that you can like follow and check out that floats your boat. And then there are the people that are like, thank you, Pina, for sharing that because, there is that negative, outlook on that stuff. And I was always scared to talk about it. So thank you because now I don't feel alone.
Absolutely. And then for the people who are like, listen, I'm not on that journey and I'm not interested in that, but it's so nice to hear someone just like talk, like being open about their own experience, whether it's mine or not. Like, it's really fun. It's really fun and interesting to hear how other people enjoy themselves.
And you know what? I think that is something that's so important, especially nowadays, with social media. And I want to say maybe the females a little bit more than the guys, but the whole comparison thing, and I know that we've talked about this on the show before, but you're always constantly comparing yourself to a lot of people, not everyone, comparing themselves to people that they see on social, and they have these picture perfect lives, and everything is curated. And it's just like it puts them in a bad place. And there's a lot of mental health issues that surround it. And so, honestly, I think that it's important that we have people like you, two amazing moms who are keeping it real with your mom truths all the time. It's so important for people to see that because then they can listen, they can resonate. They're like, yes, I get it. I know what they're talking about. I can relate. And they don't feel alone or isolated. Oh,
Truth.
it is an amazing parenting show tonight, guys.
Truth.
It's Mother's Day. So don't go anywhere because we will be back with more. We've got Kat and Nat on the show, and you're tuned in to 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and it is Mother's Day. This is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. We've got Kat and Nat joining us. two incredible Toronto mamas, content creators. How many kids between the two of you guys? Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Constantly touring, books, podcasts, and everything in between, including amazing mom truths that you guys are constantly putting out and that I'm constantly laughing my ass off when I watch because I'm like, yes, 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 I can relate. I know what they're talking about. You know, being a mom is not easy. It can be shitty at times, but it can be the best, most rewarding jobs at times as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, even sometimes when I'm like, it's so crazy, the little things, you'll be in parent teacher interviews and a teacher you've never met before will say something about your child that like, you know, but you never think that this stranger knows, except for obviously they're spending every day with them. And they say something about your kid. And it's just like, you feel like you just feel so overwhelmingly happy and proud of like that that's your child and that you're putting this like person out into the world. And sometimes when they're just all around and the house is busy, it's everything. Even the cat's kitchen this morning, like there's so many people going around the kitchen. We're all getting ready to go. It's hectic. And that's exactly the way that I pictured what I wanted my life to be like. I wasn't picturing this like calm, quiet oasis. I wanted it to be like one of those crazy TV families, like Home Alone, that when they forget their kid. Like I wanted it to be like that. And it is crazy. And
you do forget that kid a lot.
I got that one. I always forget him.
Yeah.
I do. And that's what I wanted. Poor child. I just had to have one.
We were like driving around the neighborhood looking for him the other day.
He figured his way home. He grabbed all his hockey equipment and walked home. Like, I didn't even know you knew how to get home.
God, it was so funny.
But sometimes I'm like, I don't think that my husband imagined such a hectic world. Like when we first got our house and it was like, for me, it's open door policy for the neighborhood and all the kids and neighbors would come in and eat in the kitchen and walk through. And my husband was like, whoa, like this is our house. And I was like, but this is the way I wanted it. And he's like, well, let's have a conversation about that because that's not the way I wanted it.
See, it's so true though. It's so nice to have that. And I'm in the same boat. Like I love the chaos. I'm sick. I kind of thrive off of chaos. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, organized chaos.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's say that organized chaos. There's not a calm moment in my house ever. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever been. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
No, children do not bring calmness.
Yeah.
That's not the equation. That's not like a thing that goes together.
And it can erupt at any time. Things can be going. You're going to be having a moment like where we're sitting having dinner and it's like people are saying nice things to each other. They're telling me they like my dinner, like things are going well. And then literally before dinner's done, we are like wrestling, saying mean things to each other. I'm not saying mean things. I mean, the kids are saying mean things.
No,
they do that. Now they have this, the boys, if they get real mad, they'll spit on each other, which is disgusting. And it all goes crazy. And then they leave the table and I'm sitting there and I'm like, come put your dishes in the dishwasher. Like, this is crazy.
Get back here.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not going downstairs. And they're like, drive me here. Drive me there. I got to get picked up. I got to go here. Go get my friend. Oh, okay.
It's so true. But like, would you want it any other way?
Absolutely not. No, this is.
It'd be so boring. Really think about it.
You know it would be boring for the three of us to have it any other way. I can understand people who don't want to have children because that makes them want to barf.
Yeah.
You know, don't have children if you want that. But like for us, it's really what we dreamed of.
Or hire a lot of staff.
Yeah. And get a really big house with like an east wing and a west wing and then just separate the children.
Or rent the children like for occasions. Mm-hmm.
I'm good for all those ideas.
Probably not the best idea, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Borrow your friends' children. Be a really great auntie.
Yeah. Make sure you can give them back if you don't want a hectic life.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You know what I want to ask you guys?
Yes.
What is the best Mother's Day gift you ever got?
Oh, that's a really funny one.
You'd hope that I remember. You'd hope that we had something so good that we remembered, eh?
I know, but does that mean that there's like so many little things that we're just like, you know, you can't pinpoint?
Love language isn't gifts.
Yeah.
So like, I think if your love language is a gift,
you might remember
you would really want something and then get it. But gifts don't float our boat. We're not like, oh my God, he got me a gift. Now let's have sex. You know? Like, we're not like,
yeah, and
probably cash for you.
I know it would. I didn't, but I never got it. So
Yeah, no, yeah, you wouldn't.
if I can get a huge bonus on Mother's Day, that would make me happy. But there's not a Mother's Day I particularly remember. Like maybe that means it's maybe it's coming.
Or is it just, since it's not gifts, is the gift, quote unquote, being just giving me some alone time? Do you guys want the alone
Never really had
time
that
I don't
either.
remember that happening.
I think I'd be bored if they
Yeah.
left. I kind of like have
I'd be like, what are you
FOMO.
guys doing?
Yeah, like where are we going? Like we're not good with downtime and
Mm-mm.
alone time.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't think Mother's Day, like, yeah, I don't know what I'd even want. I mean, I want to be with them because I want to be, you know, I want to be reminded that, like, I had you and look at how great of a job I'm doing.
But you know what? If they could all just like get along
Yes, that would
and
be a dream.
like no
Oh, yes.
drama and the pressure of the day of the dad worrying it's not perfect, like just like an easy, chill day where like everyone's happy and it's beautiful out and like
Yes, the
there's
weather's
food that
good.
just appears all
Oh, and it's so
day.
delicious. And then
Ooh,
it's always
nice.
beautifully like
Yes.
clean.
Yeah, it's like clean and like, you know, there's no homework and it's just like.
But like my husband is like, you know, coming up to Mother's Day and my birthday, he's always like, this is the hardest time of year. Because he's like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, I'm so sorry you're so stressed out about my birthday and Mother's Day. That
Yeah.
must be hard for you.
Yeah, poor
You've had
you.
365 days to figure it out. Yeah.
True. But you know what? I hear you on the whole gift thing and that it's like you'd much prefer just an easy, chill day.
Really like a flawless day, if that exists. No one's in a bad
But it
mood.
makes you feel thankful that you are a mother and you get to
Maybe there's
celebrate
no
that day.
activity unless it's like an activity they're driven to and they like it. You know what I mean?
Oh, because they'll have
Yeah, and
so
there's
many
no
alone.
spitting on each other.
No spitting would
That's
be
always a win.
number one.
I should
Yeah.
actually make a sign like on the wall, no spitting.
No carpooling.
No.
Right? I know. So the thing is with Mother's Day too, like there's so many people out there and then they want the gifts. I'm
Yeah.
not a big on the gifts either. I really don't care about the gifts. I do want like would you know like and I
What do you
do
want?
love
What
when
do
I
you
do
want,
get
Peter?
some time to sleep in peace.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was something a
I know
lot more raunchier than that.
you were giving
Oh
me looks
yeah,
like you were about
that
to.
too. I'll take that any
You
day,
will,
any
huh?
time.
You'll take the eggplant.
Oh yeah.
Oh
Oh
yeah.
he yeah, hands down. Just give me
I love
some,
that for you.
yeah, you know, and
Yeah.
the kids are too young still and it's illegal, but when they get older, if they want to roll me a joint, I'm down.
That's
Oh
cute. I
my
love that. You
God,
know what?
I
That's a long-term
love
plan right there. You have
you.
plans for the future.
There
Yeah.
we go. There we go. But yeah, it's Mother's Day. Honestly, I think that a lot of us moms also have a hard time celebrating ourselves. And
Yeah.
that's really shitty. Yeah.
Yes. No, it is. It is hard. But you know, if it takes Mother's Day to remind yourself, you know, that you're doing such a good job and that you need to take a minute or you need to ask for something, because sometimes they don't know what to do, so tell
And
them what you want.
sometimes it's their only day and they get let down. You know, they think that maybe this is the day to remind everyone. And sometimes people forget. Like we've had a lot of our moms be like, it was such a shitty Mother's Day. That's when you need to step in and celebrate yourself and like, you know, get a marching band to remind everyone it's Mother's Day. Like, don't be afraid. Don't set everyone up to forget. Set
Yeah.
everyone up to win. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
let's all just be like, this is important to me. Celebrate me. This is how I want you to celebrate me.
And you know what? This is the thing too. It is still, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's before 10 o'clock on Mother's
Yeah.
Day,
Yeah.
technically.
10 p.m.
There's still a little bit of time. So if you did not get what you wanted, or Mother's Day didn't go exactly the way you
Yep.
wanted to, you know what? Screw everyone else.
Yep.
You do you, and you make it happen for
Yeah,
yourself.
or do a redo next week.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Why not? It's just a day in a calendar.
It's so true.
Just redo on a Monday and don't go to work. Take the day off and do what you need to do.
Oh my God, I love it. We are talking Mother's Day with Kat and Nat. Don't go anywhere because this is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Mother's Day on The Parenting Show, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Mother's Day.
Oh my God, that's Kat. And?
Dad.
Yeah, we've got Kat and Nat joining us, two amazing mamas from Toronto, content creators, mamas, authors, podcasters. Is there anything that you guys don't do?
OnlyFans, not yet.
You know what, guys? I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. I was thinking, I'm like, maybe I do it and I put my feet up there.
We've started it, just so you know.
Do you need a guest on your channel then?
Maybe I can do one. Nat has long toes, so I think that there's a market for long toes.
Oh, you can.
But you could guest toe maybe on our page.
Oh my God, I would love that. I have both my feet are tattooed.
There's a whole market for that.
Did you say you have your whole foot tattooed?
I have both the top of my feet tattooed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a hot one.
I can totally be a guest on your channel. I say let's do it.
Then we have guests.
I can't believe some people are into toes. Like, if you told me as a teenager that people were into toes, I'd be like, what?
Two years ago. That's just an idea for all you mamas out there that are looking to make some extra money.
Cash on the side.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You can feed yourself edibles with your toes.
With
my tattooed feet.
Yes.
There you go. Boom.
Yes, you should get toe extensions, toenail extensions too. Yep. That's a thing.
Yep.
I wonder if I can hold the vape in my between my toes too.
And give it a go today. Oh my God,
do that. I could do that.
Yep. This is great news. Okay, I'm so
practicing
excited for
after the show. After the show, watch out. We're going to be launching very soon. But ladies, so it's Mother's Day, and you were actually not at home. You just got home. From LA, one of your amazing and phenomenal shows. So you've got some other stuff coming. You actually have something tomorrow here in Toronto, right?
We do. And I wish that when we were saying this, that there were tickets left, but this show sold out in a day. Basically in December, okay. We do an annual show called the Cat and Nat's December to Remember. And for all those people that were at that show, they have the opportunity to buy the May show. And in that day, in that night, they all bought the tickets. They wanted to come back for another show and we sold out. So like other people didn't get the opportunity to come. So this May one is sold out tomorrow, but
we will be coming back in December.
Yeah.
And we will do a summer tour, a mini Ontario summer tour. Cause you know, we've done a lot of Canada, but we've only done a little bit of Ontario. So for us, a lot of Canadians are like, you're from Canada. Why can't you do more Canada? Mm-hmm. So yes. We decided that, you know, it's important to keep going to Canada. So we'll be doing London, Barrie, and North Bay, August 18th, 19th, 20th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah. And the tickets will be going on sale next week. And the tickets for the December show, which is the annual Cat and Nat show, which has a holiday theme, which features surprise acts and lots of outrageous things, will be going on sale tomorrow after the show. And it's all at catnat.ca for the tickets.
Everything you need to know is there.
Is there going to be an eggplant cake?
It's hard to, you know what we need is like, now camera's a butt. Like it's hard to like hold up the eggplant. You know what I mean? Cause like it slides.
It was amazing.
So it's like, it was 3D. So I kind of need it to be I need one that stands up. That's the next one. An eggplant that stands up.
Well, yes, you absolutely need one that's erect.
Yeah. Like, it was flat. So we need a one that like is. Ooh, yeah.
This is getting good.
I might as well just do a boner cake at this point.
Yeah, and we can make it out of Rice Krispies square treats because that stands hard.
Yeah, I might as well just do that.
Yeah, we want you need to have it erect and hard. Like you, it just won't work.
We'll do a boner cake for you.
Boner cake.
A boner cake. Yeah. I might as well just call it a boner cake at this point.
I mean, we have male dancers.
Oh my God, there's the waffles downtown on Queen Street. Penis Queen waffles. Street.
Have you had them?
Yeah, I know. I've seen them. Like they're dipped in like white chocolate, milk.
They're so good.
They're really good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you had them?
Oh yeah. We should get a food truck there, and then she should make waffles for our.
I would love to put one of those in my mouth.
Yes, yeah. You do. It's very good. And you know what? For the show tomorrow in Toronto, although I hate talking about it because it's sold out, but it just means that the next ones are going to be just as amazing. Magic Men are on tour in Canada, and we have made a connection with one of the main guy, and we've done like lots of virtual stuff with him. And him and the boys are actually doing part, like they're doing a show in our show tomorrow.
Okay, so ladies, mama's listening at home. This is your opportunity to jump on catanat.com.
Yes.
And look at the, you know, keep tabs because you're going to want to buy tickets for upcoming shows.
That's right.
Yep. And this will be your Mother's Day gift to yourself. Oh my God. Boom. I just like, there we go.
It's so there perfect. You're sitting there. It's what 9:30, whatever time it is. You're like, I didn't get one. I'm going to buy myself a ticket to the show when it goes on sale tomorrow. Yep. And I'm going to bring my freaking bestie because she deserves it too. Or I'm going to bring my mom, or I'm going to bring my daughter or my sister or my kid's teacher. And by the way, people come for date night.
Yep, they do.
Oh my God. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And you want to know what else? If you didn't get a good, like, I won't just say gift, or let's just say if Mother's Day didn't go the way that you wanted to. Yeah. Okay. Because I am all about experiences over gifts. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you know what? I'm going to buy myself tickets to go see Cat and Nat. Do that. Jump on it. Don't hesitate. You heard there's going to be a boner cake. Okay.
I don't know if there's going to be a boner cake, but I'm going to work on the boner cake for the next show.
For future shows. It's a work in progress for future shows.
Okay. I can't get a boner cake for tomorrow, but I can definitely probably get a boner cake for December.
Yeah.
Okay, we're for future shows, okay? So you're not going to want to miss it. And then you can jump on to my Instagram page at chic_mama, chic_mamma, and go and enter the Mother's Day contest that I've got going on with the Property Brothers, because they've got a new treehouse series called Builder Brothers Dream Factory, which airs on Stack TV. And you're not going to want to miss it because there's so much like great little things in there, like a Fuji Insta camera, a Builder Brothers waffle maker. We were talking about waffles before.
Wow.
I know. Jonathan and Drew maple syrup.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. I bet their waffle maker is not the shape of our waffles.
We'll make one of those waffle makers at home.
Uh-huh.
We've got an amazing, amazing prize pack. And you can go and you can enter because I'm going to be picking a winner soon. So definitely go and check it out at chic_mama on Instagram. There's new episodes airing. Go. Check it out, enter, and then buy your tickets to go see Cat and Nat. Not for tomorrow, but for future extravaganza shows.
Yeah, and then you know what? If for any reason you're unable to leave your house, you can subscribe to our podcast, Cat and Nat Unfiltered, for 4 podcasts that come out every single week. Exciting themes, things that are on your mind, and we're going to talk about it.
You know what I love about podcasts? What? And I love about you guys. First of all, I'm always pissing myself because you're so real and you're authentic.
I love that.
And it's like, like I said it earlier, it's you listen, I watch you guys, I listen, and I'm constantly like, yep, I can relate. Yes, I know exactly what they're talking about. But the thing about podcasts is that even for the busiest moms, you can just hit play while you're driving.
Hit play when you're driving.
You know, and it's cooking. Just, or while you're at home, you, like I put in my
earbuds. You kind of need earmuffs though. Earmuffs.
That's what I was just going to say. I put in my earmuffs when I'm driving alone. But then if I'm at home, I'll put in my AirPods or I'll put on my Beats headphones. And
mandatory for our podcast if you have children. Yes.
Yeah. And walk around the house and then I laugh my off. And like you said before, the kids come around and like, what are you laughing at? What's so funny? And I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Just you mind your business. Okay. This is mama time.
This is mama time. This information is not for you. You go turn on your show.
Exactly. So, guys, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you for joining me and making my Mother's Day extra special. And hopefully we made all of your Mother's Day extra special for all you amazing mamas that are listening. Cat and Nat, till next time. Thank you.
So fun spending Mother's Day with you.
Thank you. And guys, again, where can everyone find you?
Catnat.ca on Instagram, TikTok.
CATANDNAT everywhere.
Everywhere. How amazing is that?
We know we're going to bed and we know what you're doing. So go have fun.
I'm going to go blaze it up. I'm not going to lie. Happy Mother's Day to me. Happy Mother's Day to you. And happy Mother's Day to all of the mamas listening. That is it for us. This is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And we are out.
It's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.